Yeah, and green seeds is bad. Like, you know, some goes up to seed, mm-hmm. and they shed out, and they come up next spring. It's like you'd sow them on the ground. And I've seen them mate. Come up, and you can fertilize them, you know, mm-hmm. and they'll grow and get greens out of the garden that way.
For volunteer crops, usually it's
yeah,
good.
A lot of them makes good sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If they come up making them mate seeds and shed out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a lot of them do that way.
Say if someone, if you knocked at the door and people ask who was there, and they know your voice, you might just say it's
Lizzie.
Or if you didn't say Lizzie, you might just say it's
me.
Okay. And say if there was a man at the door, you might say, oh, it was, that they might ask, was that Jim at the door? And you said, yeah, that was
Jim.
Or if you didn't say Jim.
Horse or somebody else.
Would you say that was he or that was
him? Yeah, that was him.
Okay. And say if it was a woman, you'd say that was
her.
And if it was two people, you'd say that was
them.
Okay. And talk about how tall you are. You might say he's not as tall as...
Tall as who now?
Talk about yourself. You say he's not as tall
as I am.
Okay. Or I'm not as tall as
he is.
And you might say he can do that better than
I could.
Okay.
Something like that, I guess.
And you say if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's
something belongs to me.
Yeah, like this briefcase. You'd say that's
mine.
Or
that's mine.
Or you would say
it's his.
Yeah, but since it belongs to me, then you say
it's yours.
Okay. Hmm. And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And to them, it's
hers.
Okay. And to her?
Her.
Huh?
It belongs to her or them, whichever it is.
Yeah, if it belongs to her, then it's
hers.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say yours or his or?
Yeah.
Did you ever say that yourself?
I don't remember. I have not. You know, I can't remember back everything I've always said.
But that doesn't sound natural for you to say now. Pam, say if you were talking to a whole group of people, say if there was a group of people at your house and they were fixing to leave, you might ask them,
come back.
Okay, would you say, I hope
y'all come back.
Okay, you'd say y'all?
Y'all come back, see.
Okay.
I'd put it down, imagine.
And say if their car was out in the road, you might tell them somebody's going to run into.
Better get it out of the way.
Okay, if someone's going to run into.
To your car.
Okay, would you ever say y'all's car?
Well, if there's any more than one here, I would say y'all's car.
Okay. And say if there had been a group of people at a party and you hadn't been able to go to the party, you might ask, and you want to know the people that had gone, you might ask, well.
What was there?
Okay. And say if there was a group of children out playing and they obviously belonged to more than one family, you might ask, well,
whose children are they?
Okay, would you ever say who all children are they?
Yeah, who all? Maybe they'd tell me, maybe they wouldn't.
Uh-huh. How'd you say that?
I said who all children was that way.
Okay. And say if you were asking about all of a speaker's remarks, you know, everything that he said, you might say, well, you might ask, well,
what was he talking about?
Okay, would you ever say what all did he say?
Yes, sometimes I do. So ask him what all did he say.
Okay. And you say if nobody else will look out for him, you say they've got to look out for
him. I say I look out for him.
Okay, or they're old enough now to look out.
Take care of himself.
Okay. And you say if no one else will do it for him, you say he better do that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what sort of things did you make out of flour and baking loaves?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.